You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. General Motors is offering buyouts to 18,000 salaried employees in North America. That news came as the automaker announced healthy third quarter profits. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is here with us. So, Daniel, the last time GM offered buyouts to its salaried employees was 2009, mired in bankruptcy. So why are these being offered at the very time GM's announcing very healthy earnings and a more than 10% profit margin for the third quarter?
To coin a cliche, this is not your grandfather's General Motors anymore. You know, I think that earnings statement and that announcement yesterday really was two parts. Number one, yes, we can perform in adverse conditions. And two, we're serious. Really what's happening here is the company is in a transition. They're going to be cutting these jobs even as they're going to be hiring other kinds of jobs.
Yeah, the GM Cruise hiring is what, going up something like $500 million in the fourth quarter?
Right. That's spending, yeah. But they are going to be spending more to hire, to build capability. So I think what you're seeing here is a company that is saying, our core base business, trucks, SUVs, and cars, is operating at a very high level. When you are at 10-plus percent margins in the car business in North America as a Detroit-based car company, you are really performing well. And GM did that this quarter. FCA did that this quarter. Ford's a little bit behind that, which is part of the challenges that Ford faces at this point. But there's no question that GM is, I think, a company that is on the move, and management is making these moves while they can. Historically, we would see these kinds of buyout offers and threatened layoffs when things aren't going well.
Like in 2009.
Like in 2009, that's exactly right. When there were plant closings and there were buyouts and there were layoffs and they eliminated 4 of 8 U.S. brands. You know, I mean, a lot of really draconian things that took place, and I think people have kind of forgotten some of that. But we are moving into a period here where I think you're going to see more of this. You're definitely going to see more of it at Ford. They've telegraphed that, finally have acknowledged that some of that's likely to come in the United States. But what's interesting is how quickly GM is moving here. Ford is in the midst of this restructuring that it seems to be moving in slow motion by comparison. General Motors has moved with, I think, a lot of dispatch and a lot of focus on restructuring their core business to free up capital to invest in technology for what we call Auto 2.0.
So what we're seeing really, this is like the front line of GM's transformation from that 20th century, your father's car maker, to the 21st, what you call Auto 2.0, looking at autonomous vehicles, looking at transportation.
That's exactly right. And they're also, as part of that, when I started covering General Motors in the mid-90s, they were everywhere in the world. They were in Russia. They were the first in China. They were the first to go in behind the former Iron Curtain. They did all that kind of stuff. They've now exited a lot of that. They've left Russia. They sold Europe that they were in for 90 years. They just exited the entire continent entirely, with the exception of selling the odd Corvette to a rich Swiss guy. You know, they've walked away because they're saying, if we're not going to make money here, and there are going to be all sorts of demands, regulatory and others, for us to invest in new engine technologies and other kinds of things, we're not going to do it. And it's more important for us to deliver profitability. And that's what I think you're seeing here. The bias of General Motors right now is for profitability, number one, and investment in new technology to position themselves to be a leader in Auto 2.0.
And last week, you and I talked about the fact that Ford turned in strong third quarter earnings and Wall Street went meh. So how did Wall Street react to GM's buyout news and the third quarter report?
That's a great question, and the short answer is up more than 9% on the day. I mean, that, I think, tells you. But I think it was the combination. It was the numbers, but also they're telegraphing where they're going and how serious they are about right-sizing and tweaking how the company, you know, the talent within the company. Do we have the right talent in the right areas for the right jobs going forward? And I think what they were saying in that announcement was the answer is no, but we're going to do something about it.
And if you're a salaried worker at Fiat Chrysler and Ford, would you be bracing for buyout offers?
Ford, definitely, because I think they basically already said that. Fiat Chrysler, probably. I don't see that they're going to be able to go through this whole process and avoid this. Now, they're not in the pack in the same place where General Motors is in the Auto 2.0 pack. GM's, I think, ahead of Fiat Chrysler. They're pursuing a bit of a different strategy. But I think there's going to be pressure on the companies going forward, and a lot of it's internal pressure. It's not necessarily going to come from the street. There's going to be pressure to really tweak their talent models and have talent in the right places. FCA is a different kind of company. It's got a different kind of international footprint, so I think it'll be different going forward.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.